Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 103, the episode that almost didn't happen.
That is right. We are lucky to be here.
No, seriously, we were all set to record last night, and everything in the universe was telling us, just don't record tonight.
I was having scheduling delays. You were having the sick children problems. Then the internet went out after we had already decided to record the next night. So it was just like another sign.
Yep. And I literally had just like poured a double glass of wine. I was like, all right, about to record. Blah, blah, blah. Nope. Sick child. So I had to dump my wine from last week down the drain, or last night. So I'm drinking just another glass of red wine tonight from my Boda box.
Yeah.
And it's a much less stress-free evening.
Yeah.
I feel it.
I consumed the rest of my drink last night when we decided not to record while watching the Emmys. And it's like perfect because I got this rosé in a can, which I'm pretty sure I've had before, but I just forgot the name. And it's called Ava Grace, which totally sounds like a celebrity child name. So it was the perfect thing to like drink while watching the Emmys. But yeah, I'm not drinking tonight because I only bought one can and didn't have time to go out and get another one today. So I am drinking some H2O.
All right. No fridge finds tonight,
no,
huh?
No. I think my husband and his stepfather consumed all the alcohol in the neighborhood yesterday. So,
in the neighborhood. Oh, dear. Well, that sounds fun. But, yeah, just hydrate, you know? You don't have to be drinking.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, no. I'm feeling good. Like, I slept good. I'm hydrating. I am ready to go. High on life.
You are on track. You're so high on life. Oh, I aspire to be you. Meanwhile, you can probably hear my son in the background.
Well,
not anymore.
Oh, I was gonna say, well, that brings us to our drinking game.
Yeah, exactly. And this is like real life, okay?
Yeah, so take a drink. You know, we always take a drink anytime there's a distraction because we record at home. Anytime we have a story out of Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangs Out China. Anytime we say the word literally, which is quite often. Anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo. Anytime we get the Nick Cage rage or love. Anytime we talk about Canada. Definitely give a cheers to Canada, the great north. And what's the other one? Oh yeah, I almost forget. I think it's X-Files, but let's take X-Files off the list for now.
Yeah.
Because you've put a pause. You have too much of your TV happening right now, so.
So there's so many things. I can't even.
Your TV schedule is too full for X-Files.
It's full. And like soon, The Crown's coming back.
I know.
What else? There's something else. Like, I can't do this anymore.
So much good TV, for sure. I'm like kind of in between some shows, but we're going to be starting some that we wanted to see soon. So I've still been continuing with X-Files, but now I have to start season 2. And like, I've stopped because it's like, that's a commitment. Now I got to start a whole nother season.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Once you start it, you have to be committed.
Right.
But I started watching Claws.
Oh, I've heard great things.
By Amber B.
Yeah, Niecy Nash, right?
Yeah, I started watching it last night, like 2 minutes after she suggested it, because I didn't watch the Emmys. And it is so good. I love it.
Now, is that the one that's about, like, nail technicians?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're like beauty salon / like nail or
nail artists.
Money laundering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's definitely like the crime aspect to it, but it's good. And Niecy Nash is an actual national treasure.
She's amazing. How far has she come? Like Reno 911 to now, that's all. I will always like treasure her for Reno 911.
Yeah, that's really when she like broke out onto the scene.
And she was just nominated actually at the Emmys for she was in When They See Us, the Central Park 5 miniseries that was on Netflix, and that was like a dramatic role for her, which was very impressive.
She's really good because this show Claws, like, it's funny, but it's actually like a drama. Like, it's like real acting. It's good.
Yeah, yeah, she's got range.
Thank you. We love your recommendations.
For sure. Well, yeah, speaking of the Emmys, should we just quickly kind of recap some of our favorite looks and like any surprising things that happened? I thought it was pretty boring because like so many British people won and like Game of Thrones was nominated for everything and I don't watch Game of Thrones, but
yeah, you're like, I don't care.
Yeah. But the fashion was on point.
Oh my God. So all I do really for any of these award shows now is I watch for the red carpet. Like, I can't even be bothered with watching. And then the next day, not even the next day, just like, you know, you can just know what's happening through who's tweeting about what or who's posting what on Instagram. Like, that's where all the drama is. I don't need to sit through and watch like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Thing that I can be like, knowing the actual only, I mean, right, it was boring. There was not really
this
anything.
This one was kind of boring. Like, there wasn't a host. Like, I usually am all about an award show. Like, I'll watch the whole thing. But I agree, like, I don't need to see all of the awards. Like, I want to see, like, the big ones. And, like, I do like to see some of the speeches. Like, so last night, two people kind of used their platform to raise awareness. Michelle Williams talked about women making less than men, especially women of color, and like listening to women when they need something to like be supported in the workplace. And then Patricia Arquette, sorry, you know, God, those Arquettes, I was just looking into them. I should really do like a deep dive on the Arquettes.
Oh God, please do.
Patricia please. Arquette talked about her sister Alexis Arquette, who died from HIV, who was a trans woman. And she talked about supporting trans women.
That's one person I forgot who died.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot that she died.
I did too.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And that's why I was like looking more into the Arquette family and just fascinating. But yeah, so that was good. I honestly was like, thought it was pretty white, pretty British. The two breakouts, I'd say, were Billy Porter for Pose winning Best Male Actor in a Drama. And then, yeah. I don't know his name, I think it's Jarrell James or Jones, I should have looked it up, the guy who won for When They See Us, like the Best Actor Limited Series. And he played the character from when he was a child to when he was an adult. Like, he was the only one to do that in the show, it was so good.
I haven't seen that because I want to, like, watch that. You know
it'll just
I mean?
Make you angry. We had to take breaks, like, in between it, actually, because after the first episode, you're just angry.
Oh, no. I don't know if I'll be able to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, I mean, that was kind of like Serial Season 3, too. Anything that has to do with, like, the criminal justice system usually just makes me angry, and I, like, need a break.
Yeah, absolutely. It does.
Okay. That's a tangent, though. But let's talk about the best part, the fashion.
Yeah, so I did a couple posts on Instagram. You know, like, I thought best fashion, maybe? Mm-hmm. Not as questionable. I don't know. I've seen, like, a couple lists of, like, worst dressed and a couple lists of, like, best dressed and whatever. But I don't really agree with the ones they're showing for worst dressed.
Who
like
are they
Kerry
showing?
Washington.
Oh, I thought she looked cute.
Yeah, same. our boy Vanderbeek.
No! Oh, Vanderbeek had this, like, rose-colored velvet blazer with a pink carnation, and, like, his hair was really well made and paired with that look.
I loved it. I thought it was so cute. It was just, like, unexpected, but, like, adorable.
Totally. Haters.
So... Yeah. So I didn't really agree. Oh, and Gwyneth Paltrow. A lot of like on a lot of the lists. Lena Headey, who plays Cersei in Game of Thrones, she had that like floral ruffle
Oh,
kind of
okay.
dress,
Yeah. I
like
never
the
know who's who
velvet.
in that show. So, but yes, thank you.
Yeah. She was on Worst for like a couple. I don't know. I didn't really. Oh, Kendall Jenner with her like latex black turtleneck.
Yeah, I
And then
liked
that.
the dress. I almost wish that was netting or, see-through for some reason,
Oh,
but
yeah.
I get the whole point was probably to he was like making a statement by making it like not,
Right.
but
Yeah. It's like she can't wear something normal at this point.
yeah,
Like,
and like she's the highest paid model in the world. Like, what do you expect from her? You want her to wear something like outrageous.
yeah, I thought it was cool because it was so different.
Yeah.
Like, I was glad she didn't just wear like a boring,
It was like a
you know.
runway dress, I felt, more than like an awards show dress, but that's what she does. She's a model,
Yeah,
so.
that's what I want to see, okay? I
Yeah.
want to see more runway.
She is so
What
tall, though,
she...
connects to Kim. Oh my God,
Oh
like
my God.
towers over her.
I know. But I was gonna say I've been watching Project Runway All Stars, and I am like so here for the runway, okay?
Yeah.
And like Christian Siriano is on that show. I love all the dresses he designs.
Yes.
Niecy Nash was wearing dresses, and like actually a few people. So,
Yeah.
but who else did we post here? Oh, Kristen Cavallari looked awesome.
Yes. I know, and I don't really like, I'm not like a fan of hers or The Hills or anything, but she looked so good. She looked like she meant to, she looked like she was supposed to be there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Niecy Nash. I did love hers. Oh, your girl, Mandy Moore.
Oh, I loved hers and her pink. There was so much pink and red, but I thought Mandy Moore did it the best. Did you see what she wore to the after party?
Oh,
It was just
I
like
didn't like that.
a different version of that dress. It was
Oh, for
like,
real?
yeah, like a little crop top, bikini kind of tube top, and then like a different skirt, but like the same colors. And like, it was so cool. It was just like a different version of the same dress.
Oh, cool. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah,
Because I
and I
did, yeah,
loved her smoky eye. Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of the after party stuff, so.
She was my favorite, and then Zendaya, like both those two.
Oh my God. I like had to take a
Or
seat.
is it Zendaya? I think they were saying Zendaya, but I think Zendaya is better,
Oh,
like Rihanna. Not Rihanna.
yeah. Oh, I know. Rihanna.
Is it
No,
one of
nobody
those
says Rihanna.
situations? Zendana? Zendaya?
I say Zendaya.
Me too. Okay.
But I will call her whatever she wants me to call
Yeah,
her at this point
seriously.
because she's amazing.
She looks
Yeah,
so good. Yeah, I loved it. Those are my two favorites.
there was a lot of good. I thought like everybody brought it and it was like all different stuff too. Like it wasn't like oh the same look. That like remember that one year it was like every single dress was jewel tone.
Yeah, a white.
Like
One year,
a
everyone did
deep,
white.
deep, like, yeah, when you're, yeah. So, I don't know. I definitely liked the variety. I also liked how the carpet was purple.
Yeah, that was cool. And okay, I
Like,
did
I
think there was a little much of the red and pink because, like, that's so noticeable, Like, I don't know. Like, to have like five main stars, it's like, don't designers talk to each other about like what they're doing? I don't
I don't
know.
know. I don't know. Do they? They probably don't.
Like, they were all
I
good,
don't
but like,
know.
I just thought it was like a bit much, Like, they were all trying to
Yeah.
be the same, but yeah.
Yeah, pink and red. Who knew? The year of pink and red. Color blocking.
Seriously.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought the red carpet was great, and I'll have to look into some after party
Yeah,
dresses
I
because
think
those
I just
sometimes are
saw
better.
something on it. Maybe if you look at the Emmys hashtag, but yeah, there were a few that were posted. So, I know sometimes they are better.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll post some.
So.
Okay, so moving on from Emmys. Oh, apparently, have you seen how Lindsay Lohan broke up with her boyfriend that like nobody knew she had?
Oh, I was gonna say she had a boyfriend, so.
Exactly.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, so apparently she broke up with her boyfriend and everyone's like,
Who?
excuse me, like, yeah, I didn't know you had a boyfriend. Do tell. So apparently she was dating the crown prince of Saudi
Oh,
Arabia.
I heard a rumor about that, but like, I didn't think that was real. I think this is like
Can't
all
be
for
real.
publicity. Yeah.
That cannot be real.
No.
Okay, thank you.
I
Thank
mean,
you for affirming.
I don't know. I don't believe it. And I don't even care if there's photographic evidence.
Oh yeah, at this point, please. It can't be true.
Oh
There's
God.
no way. They have to be probably one of the like wealthiest like families in the
Oh
world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, but you know, who doesn't love a
So
crazy
true.
redhead?
Oh, so true. You made such a good point. Oh, yeah. Well, and it's like, I don't know. You know how like Paris Hilton's really big, like, in what's it called? Dubai.
Like on the other side of the world. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
oh yeah, Lindsay's big. Like she's
Like she's, yeah, I guess she's like really popular,
I
like.
would argue, you know, she and Paris might battle it out for Queen of Dubai.
Oh my, that is the show I would watch.
Know they hate each other.
Oh my God, I would like pay money
They
to
hate
watch
each
that show.
other, but they are like so much the same
They're this
person.
because they're the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they hate each other.
Exactly. They're like, there can only be one of them.
The Queen of Dubai, Bravo's latest
Oh my
reality
God.
show.
Yes. It'll be like real DJs of Dubai.
Andy Cohen, are you listening? Hi. I would die to see that.
Yes. Yeah, we need
Make
more
a
TV
dream.
out of Dubai. There's a lot going down there, I feel like.
Yeah. I need, yeah. We need, if it's like the most popular place to visit, apparently,
I know.
we need more.
And all these celebrities are there, but like it's also a dry country, you know? So I'm like what are they doing if they can't be like drunk and ridiculous like every other reality show?
Yeah, yeah.
How do they get
They're
around
all just
it?
like, it's probably because it would be so boring.
Right.
Like, yeah. Interesting. The
Anyway.
things I'll be thinking about at
Well,
3 a.m.
it was also a kind of a big past week for breakups because we learned that Miley and Caitlyn Carter had broken up, which I don't think we're
R.I.P.
that shocked. But
So shocked. So shocked.
I think that means I think it's fitting. It's now fall. Hot girl summer is over officially. They officially, you know, closed
Duh.
that for us.
Yeah. Okay, now it makes total sense. It's so on brand.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. They planned it.
Oh my God. Oh, also what happened like recently was the storming of Area 51.
Oh, yes.
Whatever. Like, okay.
Can we technically
Literally.
call it a storming when it was
No.
dozens of people?
It was a drizzle.
Yeah, a
It was like
drizzle.
a mist of
Miss.
Area 51. So apparently like over 2 million nerds signed this petition that they were going to go storm Area 51, and 150 people showed up.
And they wanted, like, okay, we talked about this earlier, but for those of you that don't remember, they wanted to go and make the government, like, prove that there was aliens or something. Like, they were gonna storm government buildings? Or, like, what was the point?
I don't know. Okay, first of all, like Area 51 is purposefully like in the middle of nowhere so that there can't be like a mass of people waiting at the Holiday Inn like across the street, like gonna come out and storm Area 51. They make it so like how are 2 million people gonna be like showing up there all at the same time?
Yeah, people have jobs.
Yeah, right?
Oh my God. But no, I know. And I think the storming of Loch Ness was supposed to happen like the next day, but I haven't seen anything on that one.
Oh my God. Yeah, we need like further information. Anyone, Scotland, check that out for us.
Yeah, I like him. I only stories from July, but yeah, so kind of a letdown. I don't, you know, a lot of hype, I'd say.
Oh yeah, another thing that there was a lot of hype over and a huge letdown was that Peter was named the new bachelor. Boring
Oh.
ass Peter.
What? Tell me all about him. I don't know anything about him.
He's a pilot, Peter the
Oh,
pilot.
that's cool.
He's the one who had sex with Hannah in the windmill
Oh, that one. Oh, well, of
times
course
one
he's gonna
night.
get it then.
Yeah, but he's like literally the nicest guy. So like I knew she wasn't gonna pick him because she was like, you are perfect. And as soon as that's like the kiss of death on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, like as soon as they say like, you are perfect for me, you know, like, oh, that's it. They're out of here.
Love
Because
it.
always like the nicest, like he just is like the nicest guy,
Right.
which makes it like a boring thing to watch.
Of
You know what I
course,
mean?
yeah.
So everybody was mad, and everybody wanted Mike to be the bachelor
Is he the one who
because,
likes Demi Lovato?
yeah, they're like
Okay.
dating.
I know that one. Well, then she, but like, then he couldn't be with Demi Lovato, or she'd have to be on the show, or what? Like.
Well, that's what they were saying. Like, as soon as he started, because as soon as Tyler C started dating Gigi, everyone was like, okay, he can't be the bachelor. Like, everyone knew, like, oh, he'll never be the bachelor now. So, like, it was kind of similar to Mike Johnson, but he showed up on Bachelor in Paradise and, like, was not even hardly on the show. So, like, apparently he's not that, like, exciting to have. He had, like, no airtime. But anyway. I'm getting on a bachelor tangent. Amber knows. Amber V. She watches. So anyway, so Peter is a new bachelor. We'll see. I think it's such like at this point a recipe, like a so calculated, and you just know what's gonna happen every
Well, yeah,
season.
totally. I mean,
It's so bad at this point, but I still watch it. I
yeah,
still
I mean,
watch.
like every show is like that. We were just saying, no, there are no original ideas anymore.
God, that Beverly Hills thing, whatever it's called, reboot. I don't know, not a reboot, like
Yeah,
a
I'd say like a
sequel. I
reboot.
don't know. It's so
A
bad.
meta reboot. The
Yeah.
inception of reboots.
Yeah.
It's an
And I will
inception.
never get that like 45 minutes of my life back that I watched the first episode. It was so bad, you guys. But watch it. Watch it just so you know how bad it was. Because I had to watch it. You have to watch it too. Okay, so Bachelor Peter is the new bachelor. Also, I guess I'm kind of getting into headlines here, but not really. Is that cool?
Just
Are we
do
ready?
headlines. Yeah, go for it.
I
There
mean, we're
doesn't
just like,
need to be a
oh,
format.
but no, but we do have to talk about Rihanna's
Oh,
Saturday
yes.
on TV.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for bringing this up. We should have done it right after Emmys. I completely forgot. Yes. And you need to give me your Amazon Prime password as soon as we get off here this call.
I know. I keep forgetting to ask. Like, of course, I don't know any of the words to anything. But
Anyways,
so
indulge me.
basically, I didn't know that I could love Rihanna more than I already loved her.
And so this was like a re-airing of her actual fashion show from New York Fashion Week, or okay, so it wasn't like something different.
Nope. So they basically filmed the fashion show because it was such like a production. Nobody could bring cameras in. That's why when you looked it up, like you couldn't re there was only like a few pictures, I think, that they, let out. So there was way more hype about it when it came out on the 20th on Amazon Prime. And it is literally life-changing,
Oh,
okay?
I
So
love
it's like
her.
lingerie, in case
Right.
people don't know.
So
So
like Fenty is her clothing line, and Savage by Fenty is the lingerie line, and like it's isn't it like one of the first lingerie like lines to be in New York Fashion Week, to have like a show of just
right.
lingerie, right?
Right, because the only other thing is the Victoria's Secret fashion show,
Right.
which is not even happening this year.
And probably like will never again because of Rihanna.
Which is like, okay, it's that speak about like the same thing over and over again. You've seen one Victoria's Secret fashion show, you've seen them
Right.
all. But the thing I'm worried about is that Rihanna just set the bar so high. Like, how
Oh my
can
God.
anybody, including her, top that? Like, you now have to do a complete 50-minute production.
That is like, she is so talented, you know? And like, I think a lot of people, when she like started her line, you know, it was just like another celebrity wanting to have a line, whatever. But like, she's actually been dedicated to it. She hasn't had like music out in years. And look at this, she's like the number one show to go see at New York Fashion Week. It's insane.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and she will be. I guarantee you people will be like selling their organs on the black market to get tickets to the next show.
So she had like a bunch of celebrities, right? I mean, I saw something on her Instagram, I think, or the Savage Instagram, and it was just like flashing and it was like a bunch of like celebrities as well as
Yeah, okay.
models.
So she had like Gigi Hadid and Cara Delevingne, or however you say
Oh, I
her last
know. I can never say her last name.
I don't know. So they like walked in it. There was also like Halsey performed. Oh God, like DJ Khaled. DJ, oh my God. I almost said Khaled. Oh my God. Is it Khaled?
DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and then I get confused because there's the guy named
Khalid?
Khalid.
Yeah. No, like the one, the annoying one that's like another one.
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
Yeah, that's all you have to
DJ
do is
Khaled.
just shout his name and you'll know how to pronounce it.
How? But that's the only way I can say it right.
That's the only way he wants you to say it, okay?
He says it like that.
That's the correct pronunciation.
DJ Khaled. Oh my God. So he performed with like Fat Joe. There was like a few performances. But Halsey was so good. Her performance. I was like, who's this Halsey chick? Like,
Oh yeah, she's good. I feel like she's like the new Pink, kind of. She performed at the Emmys too.
okay.
Yeah.
And Normani, who used to be in Fifth Harmony,
Oh, no idea.
she freaking killed
Oh,
it.
good for
Killed
her.
it. She was amazing. Oh, also, like, I was like crying during this, okay? She had such like diverse
Oh, I
models.
know, I know. That's why she's
Just,
killing it. She's
yeah.
making stuff for real people who want to be
Yes.
represented.
Yes. And they really were like, you hear like, oh, we're going to represent everybody. And they just throw in like one plus size model who's like only a size 12, which is
Yeah.
what like, every woman in America
Yeah.
is. But she had like transgender. She had a double amputee.
Yeah, I did see that. Well, like after the fact, I saw that online, but ugh.
Yeah, I was like crying when I watched this. I got like there was so many like quote unquote plus size, like as I like to call normal size, normal person size. But it was like the epitome of inclusivity. And oh, the architecture was like amazing, and the lighting.
Oh,
There was like
cool.
staircases, and like there was this huge thing. It was like the silhouette of a building or something with like the windows cut out, and like the dancers were in the windows.
Oh, cool. So it's like more of like an actual stage like production show, more than just like a traditional runway.
Yeah, it was a performance. Like,
Awesome.
you could tell she's like used to stages and lighting and all that. But she did like everything for it. Like, she had her hand in everything. So it was amazing.
Ah. Give it up for Rihanna. Take a drink for Rihanna.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, seriously, you have to. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this other like weird thing worth maybe worth mentioning is that there are now kale flavored candy canes.
Well, it is officially fall.
Yeah, started thinking about Christmas. They had a Christmas tree at BJ's the other day.
Yeah, I've started
I
seeing some
was like,
stuff too.
oh,
And it's like the
I'm
hottest time of
sorry.
year here now, so it's like, what is happening?
It's been so hot here. It's like hot and humid. It's like 90 degrees out today. I'm like, what is happening? This is supposed to be fall, y'all. What is happening? Yeah, so
Okay,
gonna be
so
kale flavored candy.
why? Like, I think people eat kale because it's like good for you, not for the flavor. Am I right?
That's what like their tagline is, like all the kale flavor with none of the nutritional benefits. Like
God.
it's obviously like a joke.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, because it's like green and white striped, it looks like a peppermint, like the green peppermint candy canes, like green and white. So you can like give it as like a prank or whatever. I don't really know what they're, no, I mean, who's gonna buy these to actually enjoy them, right?
I don't know of any vegans who
I don't know. Well, this
would.
company is called Archie McPhee, and they also sell ham flavored candy canes, pizza, mac and cheese, coal, bacon, and pickle.
I mean, like maybe the bacon one I would just give, like, yeah, as a gag gift or something, but who wants a candy cane like any of those flavors?
Oh, they also have a chlamydia cane, like clam.
Ew. That's cross the
Clam-dee
line.
cane.
Crossing the line.
It like makes me want to gag
You've
as I
now
speak.
ruined Christmas.
Oh my
Archie,
God.
what's it
I'm
called?
sorry.
Archiekins. Candy.
Archiekins. Katiekins. Oh my God. Please refer to me as Katiekins for the remainder of this podcast.
Katiekins.
Oh my God. Okay, so I think this is the last thing I had for headlines. So I had to reach out via social media, which I'm sure every single person listening responded to our question of what the fuck is a VSCO girl?
Seriously,
VSCO. Okay?
it's everywhere. I feel
Everywhere.
like I know them, but like I don't know. I mean, and it's so random. Like all the things I see, it's like this makes you a VSCO girl, or this makes you, and it's like just like someone just went through their closet and picked out the first five things they could grab in their hands.
Yeah. They went in like their dad's closet because it's just like huge oversized t-shirts.
Yeah, it's like close your eyes and grab five things, and now you're a VSCO girl.
Gonna try that. I'm gonna see what am I going to create. That's hilarious. So we were like, what is a VSCO girl? Because it was like all of a sudden one day, literally it was everywhere. Everywhere. So apparently it's like an editing app on your phone, like VSCO.
And
You
this
can
is
search the
so
app.
weird. Like, is there any other app that you're like, I'm a this? You know, I don't know. Wow. Like, it just seems so weird.
WhatsApp girl? No.
Yeah, I guess there's like an Instagram influencer, but you're not named, like, there's no app I use that much that I would make it part of my identity.
Yeah, seriously.
I'd be
Yeah.
like, I'm a calculator girl.
Well, we're Skype girls right now,
Yeah.
okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so deal with it. But it's just like a photo editing app. Like it's nothing, and I guess you can like share the photos or whatever. But like everybody has a specific like filter that they always use.
Okay.
And the filters aren't even like called words. They're just like A1, C2.
Are they
Like,
better than like the Instagram filters? Like, is there something special about them? Are there more of them? Oh,
I
okay.
guess there's more. I literally don't even know. I don't have enough like storage on my phone to even download the app.
Okay.
So that's how far I got. But okay, so apparently that's like what it started as, but now like VSCO Girls, like its own
Yeah, because I see it
thing.
like more associated with fashion, not like photography ever.
Right. So it it had to like it started with this app because I guess how you can like share photos, like there's no likes counted, and
Right, it's like a social feed too.
yeah, it is, but it's like way more positive and
Okay.
like nice, I guess.
Okay.
But so the thing that I read about it is that like these girls are basic and they know it, which I'm like, oh, that's me.
Sign me up, yeah.
I'm a basic bitch. Okay.
Sips pumpkin spice latte.
But I guess they encourage people to be environmentally conscious, kind, and positive, which is like nice. Great, great, great. All three good things. They all wear this CanCon backpack, which I'll post a picture of it. Apparently, I feel like this is more of like a southern thing. I don't know. I don't like it's not here yet. It's not in Western Massachusetts yet.
Like, I feel like I've seen these people, but I didn't really realize it was such a positivity thing. I don't know. I feel like Billie Eilish is like kind of that style.
Oh, yeah. Like
But
baggy
yeah,
sweatshirt.
baggy and tight, you know, stuff and like, not really done, super done hair or makeup or anything like that. But
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh yeah. Good call on that. Also it says like they wear shell necklaces. They always just have like messy kind of hair, just messy hair, don't care. They wear Crocs or Vans. Oversized t-shirts,
They're
scrunchies.
like all about comfort, it seems like.
Yeah. They're just like middle-aged Gen, what
Mid-aged
are they called? Z?
souls trapped in young
Are they
bodies.
called Yeah. Are they called Gen Z,
I think
right?
we're
Like
in the
teenagers
Z's
now?
now. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're just like middle-aged Gen Zers, like
Oh.
at heart. They're just a bunch of grandmas walking around in their Crocs. But they use like reusable water bottles with a ton of like aesthetically pleasing stickers on like their water bottles and their laptops. I don't know, like
They're into
they're all
stickers.
about the aesthetic.
Right.
They use metal straws, which I wouldn't use because they get stabbed into people's like esophaguses.
I just feel like they'd be hard
Okay.
to clean.
Yeah, I can't get into the metal straw. I have like the thick plastic ones that are reusable. You know what I mean? Although like they're still plastic, but I'm not like throwing them out.
Right. As
I can
often.
clean them easily.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like the nook on the metal straw.
Yeah.
Like it weirds me out. Like there'd be like a bunch of like mold
Yeah,
there.
stuff caught in there, I feel like. Yeah.
And you can't
Yeah.
through them. I don't know. Okay, anyway.
I miss plastic straws. I'm sorry.
Oh,
The
really?
Visco girls would hate me.
Oh,
No, I
you
just
are
for
not.
certain things, like, I mean, I'll do the paper straws. I will do it. Actually, what I really, really enjoy are the adult sippy cups from Starbucks now. Like the lids.
Oh, yeah. Cup
Those are
top,
great.
yeah.
Yeah. That's my
Yeah,
favorite.
that's so funny. No, I don't like the paper straws because
Ooh.
they do like. I
It's
apparently
tough.
like how I sip on my straw, I get my saliva all over it because it's like just mushed.
Well, and like you can't keep it in your drink for too long. Like I had a Bloody Mary with a paper straw this past weekend, and like need something like more stable for a Bloody Mary, I feel
Yeah.
like.
Oh, definitely. So wait, in California, can you not get plastic straws anywhere?
I think the stores have to, if they have some left, they can like give them out until they run out, but they can't like resupply because there's been some places where they still have like a few. They just don't have them out or offer them. And you like, they don't really give you straws that much. In my experience, you have to ask for any straw now.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
crazy. I feel like straws are a plenty up here.
I love straws too, but yeah, so I'm always asking.
I love straws. You are killing all the sea turtles. All of them.
I'm not.
You are. You're horrible. That's it.
Hey, I cut up my soda can rings, you know.
Oh, thank you. On behalf of all sea animals, thank you.
No, I'm doing
love
it. I'm
that.
abiding by the laws, okay? It's taking some time to get used to.
All right. Well, I won't report you to the Visco girls,
I
okay?
know,
Because
okay.
Visco.
They would kick me out of their gang.
Yeah. Oh, I also think like Ariana Grande is a Visco girl,
Oh,
right?
yeah, I could see that. Yeah, so like it's cool to be environmentally friendly. It's like, appearance isn't everything. And like, yeah, I mean, I feel like we like Visco girls, right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
I think my opinion is I wasn't sure because I was like, maybe they're like annoying. They just like seem very much
Right, but
like
they make it
pre-teens
seem
from
like
the
a thing
90s.
that you, they make it seem like a thing like you want to hate, like you want
Right.
to be against
Just because
them.
they're basic, but like they're basically contributing to society, so.
They're basically amazing people.
Like, what I feel like, what's her name? Greta, the climate change girl, could be a Visco girl. Give her a
Oh
scrunchie. She could be a Visco
yeah.
girl.
Give that girl a scrunchie and some Crocs.
Yeah.
She probably wears Crocs
She's probably
anyway.
got tons of Crocs.
So many Crocs. Give her some lip gloss. I guess they wear lip gloss a lot. Like
Yeah.
they're always on lip gloss.
Okay. Yep.
I don't know, but I feel like everybody who responded on Instagram was like, they are so fucking stupid. I'm like, oh my
There's
God.
something deeper there, I feel like. I don't know.
I think it's a thing, like, you want to hate
Or
them.
maybe are they just like pretending to care about the environment and stuff like that to because they think that's cool, but they're not actually really doing anything.
Oh.
Well, I mean, they're using the reusable straws, but like, is it all a
Okay.
facade?
Oh my God. I don't know what to think now.
I don't know.
All right. Well, that's my report on Visco Girls. And here's thanks to everybody who replied to that.
Yeah,
It
basically,
was
like
like
anybody who is a mom, like sent in a message about this. A mom to a girl.
yeah, Shannon really was like, sit down and let me tell you a tale about Visco Girls. And I
Oh my God.
was like, I'm here for this, all of it. Yeah, so that's my report. I hope
Okay.
that answered some burning questions.
No, I mean it does, and I think I like them. So, we'll see.
Okay. You
Do
do both.
you want to do pop culture now, or do you want to do crime?
Oh, why don't we do crime?
Okay. Well, okay. For crime, I have to start with an update sent in by our EVP, executive. Wait, I just promoted her, executive vice president. I meant executive producer. Julie sent this to me, and this is an update about that guy Joe Buck, the like Democratic donor who lives in West Hollywood, where a few no two guys had been found dead in his home, and supposedly he had like injected them with meth and all of that. So
We did a story on it.
yeah, so we did the initial story about who this guy is and all that. Well, I don't remember what episode it was, but it was a while back. And so this week, another guy escaped actually from his home and accused him of like injecting him with meth. I think he survived an overdose. And
Oh, but they probably thought he was dead.
well, so it says on Tuesday, a third man survived a methamphetamine overdose. This is from the New York Times, and we'll have the link in our show notes because I'm not going to go into the whole thing because it goes into a lot of the background about who. I'm sorry, I was calling him Joe Buck. It's Ed Buck.
Oh, I was like, yep,
Yeah,
Joey.
I'm like, sure, New York Times goes into the background of the guy, like his correct name. So starting there.
They do real good work over
Yeah.
there. They check names and everything.
Oh, God. So, yes. Okay, this is what it says. On Tuesday, after a third man survived a methamphetamine overdose in the apartment, Mr. Buck was finally arrested and hauled away in the back of a police car. Basically, this guy went there and I think he escaped and said that he had been injected with methamphetamine and he had never had done that drug before. And then this is where things get a little weird. He went back, I think, a week later, and then that's the time when he escaped and like called the police. So,
Well, hello, like, guy, don't you realize, like, people are or should be watching you?
yeah, and I mean, so this was another African American gay man. He was 37, and so the other two victims, the two that died, were also African gay men too, if you remember from.
So they'll think, oh, people won't care.
Well, yeah, and there's been like activists and people who are coming down and like protesting in front of his home, I think this past year, to try to keep the pressure on him.
Oh,
So,
wow.
yeah, so the police are now accusing him of being a violent, dangerous sexual predator, and that's like what they've put in kind of into court documents. They've said he has no regard for human life.
Yeah, like this many people can't be, like, this can't be a coincidence
No.
or like a rumor. Like,
Three
there must be
times, and they're
multiple
all
people.
the same, like,
And you
sexual
know how many more
preference.
people could probably speak out against him but are too scared
Oh,
to?
I'm sure, and so
Scary.
it's really insane. His first victim, if you'll remember, was Jamel Moore. He was 26, and he d died in July 2017. And then Timothy Dean was 55. He died in January of this year, and then they haven't released the identity of this new person that is in court documents. But he, right now, Ed Buck faces up to 5 years and 8 months in prison if he's convicted of the current charges, which I'm not
Five
exact.
years.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. It's not murder, like what the charges are. Sorry, I should have that, but I didn't actually see that in here. I think it's more about being a sexual predator, which still, that's not long enough. But yeah, so that's where things are at right now. And this is obviously developing, and we'll keep you updated if we, get more details as they go to court.
Oh, yeah, this will be. And the headlines, yeah, like you said, once it gets back and then in the news.
Yeah, so my
Gosh.
actual crime story, that was just a quick update, that was kind of long, but my actual crime story is about two Amish men who escaped the cops after being caught chugging beer in their horse-drawn buggy.
Have you ever been to like an Amish town?
No, I like everything I know about Amish people, I learned from Kingpin.
God bless.
I mean, I've driven through, like, but not have stopped to like explore,
Yeah. Okay. Also, if you've never seen Kingpin's, pause this and go watch
That is the
it.
movie of the week, please. Everyone go right
That's
now.
probably how like the majority of people know about, right? Like, if you
Probably.
live in the Northeast, you've never, like, chances are you've never come into contact with Amish people, right?
There's no Amish people in anywhere I've ever lived.
Yeah, they're mostly like the Pennsylvania Dutch, like,
Yeah,
right?
well, actually, okay, so in this article, there are more. They're all over the country, apparently. So,
Oh.
yeah, okay, according to the most recent, I'm just going to read like this first part because it gives you a good little overview of the Amish today, and where this story takes place. So, according to the most recent statistics from the Young Center for Anabaptist and Pietist Studies in Cayuga County.
Cayuga County.
Cayuga County, Ohio, is home to the
Oh yeah,
four.
Ohio.
Yeah, is home to the fourth largest Amish community in the country, and they use a variety of sources. They estimate that there are some 18,325 adults and children living in Cayuga County in the settlement,
Wow.
and it spills over into two neighboring counties, Ashtabula and Trumbull.
Okay, so three major Amish counties.
Yep, so this one takes place in Trumbull County, and that's where these two
Oh,
Amish
that's the
guys,
bad one.
that's the
That's
bad
the
one,
bad one.
apparently. Yeah.
That's on the other side of the tracks, if you
Yep.
will. Trumbull County. That's where that guy from Kingpin was on. He's from Trumbull County.
Yeah, these two guys are chugging beers in their horse-drawn buggy last week, and, or I think it was last week, yeah. And And a police officer like saw them, and when he tried to stop them, they ran into the woods, and then the horse and the buggy also took off, like, in a different direction. But, like, supposedly...
So, wait, the cops can just pull over... Well, I guess the cops can pull over whoever they want. They can just pull you over if you're on a bike, right?
Yeah, so that's what this cop was later interviewed in this article, and he says, you know, yeah, they are operating, you know, something okay. under the influence.
That's like a minute. I had to really think about that. Like, wait a minute. But then I'm like, you know, that's legit.
Like, they're not licensed. Like, so this is what he says. Unfortunately, they're not licensed as far as buggies go, but it is a vehicle. It's on the roadway, and it's operating a vehicle under the influence. So laws do apply.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to drink and drive also, or operate a buggy.
How does the alcohol, how does you being drunk transfer to the, like, I feel like the horses would just do, like, they would just keep going in a straight line.
No. So, okay. So here's the reason these guys got caught is because they had a boom box and, like, a 12-pack strapped to the roof of their buggy.
No.
Yeah.
They're on the rump springa. They are on the rump springa.
They are. I know. But, like, why not just get out of Dodge and go do that?
They're having, like, secret rump springa.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, we borrow the buggy to go down and buy some, like, furniture at the corner store. I don't know. What else
go can they buy sell? Some wood I've to make to some furniture?
They make, like, amazing furniture. Like,
yeah.
Amazing.
What else are they going to do with furniture. Their time? They don't have electricity to watch TV.
Yeah. So, like, Dad, I'm going to go churn some butter over at Jebediah's house. Like, I need to borrow the buggy. Meanwhile, they're out joyriding with these horses.
So, okay.
Oh my
God. Amish are averse to any technology. They feel like it weakens the family structure. And the conveniences that the rest of us take for granted, such as electricity, television, cars, telephones, anything that would be considered a temptation that could cause vanity or inequality, and it would lead the Amish away from their close-knit community. And so that's why they don't do any of that.
Actually, like, a really good idea.
Sure, right? Take a, like, break. Unplug.
Great.
But not forever.
It sounds great, right? Week, good.
Yeah.
Years. But I can't imagine living there. Like, okay, I'd be Amish, like, in the 1700s, you know?
Well,
like,
wasn't everybody Amish? Yeah, I was going to say.
Everybody lived like an Amish person. But, like,
basically, it's. I'm so sorry if anyone from the Amish community... Oh, wait, no, they're not listening. Just kidding.
Yeah, if you are, you're in trouble. You are in trouble, mister.
God. Well, that's a good one to go after, then. Okay.
Keep rip right into them, right
but
in.
This is not.
What do you really think about the Amish, Liz?
I love them. Make me some furniture and butter. This is not the first time, and I kind of had a little deja vu when I saw this story because I feel like maybe we've talked about something before, but. You know, there's always Amish renegades out there, and this past June, there was a 34-year-old guy who was arrested in Smiths Grove, Kentucky. He was Amish, and he was allegedly drinking and driving his own buggy. He sideswiped a car, and that's how they got him when he went through an intersection. Oh, and he was driving with his wife and 7 children at the time.
Only 7 of them?
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know where the other ones were.
But, like, if you're the horse, like, don't you know to not hit the car?
I mean, if someone's, like, directing you a little bit, you know, I have no idea. But if he's, like, getting sloppy and pulling on things.
I don't victim blame the horses. I'm, like, victim.
Well, this article did say that Amish horses supposedly know their way home if they ever get lost. But this horse, like, only went, like, 1,000 feet away or something and stopped. But... I think something like that. I didn't really read too much into the horse part, but
if there is like a stoplight or something, like if the person's not telling the horse to stop, like the horse would probably keep going, and maybe that's how it got like into an accident. I don't
Yeah,
know.
maybe. Oh, yeah, because it was at an intersection. Yeah, good call.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, so I mean, the authorities in Ohio, in Cayuga County, I think that's how you say it, are still looking for these
Yeah,
guys.
that sounds familiar.
They're out, they're like running from the law. They might be driving their buggy recklessly again. You know, obviously, they might be playing some loud music. So they
They're
must
going
be
really
stopped.
tough.
They are a menace to society.
They must be stopped. Unruly Amish teens must be stopped.
Unruly Amish teens.
Put that on a shirt.
There you go. So
Oh,
yeah, I
thank
just
you.
wanted to let everyone know about that. So if you are in Cayuga County, look out.
That's great. We should like perform live from an Amish comedy club.
Without electricity.
Right. Listen, you'll have to be there
That's
or
right.
you'll miss it.
That's
Oh
right. Well, I
my God.
mean, so that was crime time, which kind of unfortunately leads us into pop culture because there's some crazy stuff that's verging on the criminal happening right now, right?
Well, right, yeah. This is like could be considered also crime time. Okay.
Totally, yeah.
Let's like take you back to the early 2000s. No, okay. So people, Aaron Carter is spiraling. And I don't see an end to
It's
this.
worse than
I
Britney
mean, I guess
and
I
Amanda
do.
Bynes
I do.
combined. It's worse than those two combined.
Yeah. It's like scary. And I almost want to like unfollow all this drama, but I'm not going to.
Oh, you can't look away. I mean, it's like a train wreck for sure. And like for people who may listen and not know who Aaron Carter is, he's the younger brother of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. So, BSB for life, baby.
Yeah, actually, I was more into NSYNC, but
Nah.
we'll hash that out off air, off air. Okay, so last week, Nick Carter of the Backstreet Boys obtained a restraining order against his little brother Aaron after Aaron apparently threatened to kill Nick's pregnant wife. So I basically found
Is
like a
he on
timeline.
drugs? Do we know if he's like having a break or is he on drugs? Like, does anyone know what's causing the behavior? I think he's
I
bipolar,
think he's
right?
He was on the doctors recently or something. Of course, I don't have any of this written down, but he was, I guess, like diagnosed as several
Yeah,
things.
that's no, that does
Say
sound
them because I
familiar.
don't.
Like recently, I okay, so here I just looked it up. He reveals that he has bipolar and schizophrenia, so.
Yes, I was gonna say schizophrenia, but I wasn't sure. So, yeah, it's alarming
It's so
to say the
sad.
least. It's just such like a cry for help. You know what I mean?
And
But
he's
then
so
when
skinny
you
and like unhealthy looking too.
yeah. But like when you read further into it, you're almost like, wait a minute. Like,
No. Okay.
yeah.
Tell me.
Listen to everything I have to tell you. Okay.
Was this
So,
before or after he accused Nick of raping a 91-year-old woman?
is before. That's the
Okay,
new.
I just want to make sure.
Okay. So, this is basically all I'm going to read, like, directly from this article I found on Yahoo Entertainment,
Okay.
the leading source of my entertainment news. Okay. So, like I said, last Tuesday night, Nick Carter got a restraining order against his little brother, Aaron. Aaron went public. Like, this was all done, no publicity, nothing. Like,
right.
We only know about it because Aaron launched, like, an attack back on his brother Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Basically dredging up rape and abuse allegations against Nick. So in the tweet, like, one of the tweets that Aaron posted after he revealed he was served with the restraining order said, "I have never been accused of rape multiple times. I wasn't accused of beating Paris Hilton. Who's violent? Question mark." So, like, first things first, he brings in Paris Hilton, which I was like,
leave Paris alone.
My God. And this was like from 2003 that he was with Paris Hilton. So, like, you are bringing up something, like, that happened so long ago. Which, not to say, like, if he really was violent with her, like, he should have justice for whatever he did to her.
Right.
But, because remember, there was, like, she did have, like, pictures of her with, like, bruises on her face and wrist. Like, do you remember that?
When she was dating him?
Yes. Like, while she was dating him, or, like, right after she, like, it was public that she broke up with him.
Okay.
Like, she went out. She, like, went out to the clubs.
Yeah.
Like, those days where you would only see, like, the paparazzi pictures on, like...
Yeah. That's all we had.
Weekly. Yeah.
So he's, like, pulling up, dredging up old allegations again. Okay.
Yeah. Which was, like, obviously directed at Nick.
Yeah.
Who denied being physically abusive to Paris Hilton in 2004. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, they were together for about, like, 10 months, I guess. But I remember when they were dating, and I was like, they're both just too, like, blonde.
Too blonde, yeah, yeah.
Too tall and blonde. Like, I agree. I can't. And I guess, like, Nick Carter has a book that he published in 2013 called Facing the Music and Living to Talk About It.
Oh.
And he like,
added to the
up.
Celebrity Book Club.
Yes, a celebrity fucking club.
Remember that show, House of Carters? Like, it was whack. No, all those Carters are whack.
I remembered that, too. Well, I was like, oh, my God, yes. But I guess in his book, he was saying that he and Paris Hilton were just a bad match because he was struggling with drug dependency and she fed his worst impulses, like, as far as partying goes.
Mm-hmm.
And Paris Hilton has yet to say anything publicly
about...
Well,
yeah, she does not want to be part of this narrative at all.
No, are you kidding me? She's like, don't ever say my name again, freaking Aaron. Like,
God,
what are you doing?
He, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the rape allegations were in the news, like, more recently, I guess just from this tweet, because everybody had forgotten about it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But as the hashtag MeToo unfolded, Melissa Schumann, who was in the girl group Dream, remember them?
Barely.
Yeah. They were like, weren't they that like P. Diddy? Like, remember he had that show like
Making the Band? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that Dream, was Danity like, Kane.
Yeah, but no, Dream was the
Other
was
one?
Like the first one.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I know one of their songs, their one and only song, if someone sang it to me.
Oh, my God. I don't know now. Yeah, Dream. Look them up. You'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember them. Okay, but this girl, Melissa Schumann, I guess, like, accused Nick Carter of raping her.
Oh, shit.
When she was 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
since
Aaron's like allegations.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess like, so Aaron was using the allegations against Nick like recently. So he's dredging up like all this past stuff. He also has a restraining order from his sister, Angel, his twin sister.
Mm.
Angel and Aaron.
So, I'm sorry, why do you side with him again? Have we gotten there yet? Weren't you saying, like, you kind of believed his side?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, everything you're saying sounds pretty horrible.
Well, no, because I'm saying I'm on Aaron's side.
I know. Why? Can you explain?
Because Nick was doing this.
Was talking about Aaron raping?
No, Nick was accused of raping this girl
Right.
in
Yeah.
2003.
Yeah, no, I get that, but
So he's saying, like, I feel like he's been tortured this whole time, and,
like
like,
Aaron's
he's
had this secret that he like is had to live with. Oh.
that he's been so, like, into drugs and stuff
I
because
don't
he's like,
see that. I think he's just being manipulative.
I don't know, but I don't know. Nick sounds like he was pretty freaking creepy, like when he was in the Backstreet Boys.
Like, I mean, and that may very well be, and like that should all unfold if this, girl from Dream is coming out and saying that he did this, and like, yes, that should definitely like play out, and and she should press charges if she feels like she can or if she's still able to, for sure. But like, I think he's just like, what's the one worst thing that I can use against my brother,
Yeah, but there's all like he called out also Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls, Willa Ford, and makeup artist Tanya Jane. Like, he called them out on Twitter and was like, "Speak out against my brother. Like, I know what he did to you."
But see, that's not
Like,
cool. That's like
yeah, I
outing.
think I'm against that. I'm like
Like,
against him calling out
yeah.
these
And if
women
what if he
by
if
name.
they really were, assaulted by Nick Carter? Like, let them come forward if they want to, but like maybe some of them, don't want to.
Yeah, and that part I'm like so against putting like those
I guess he's
specific
just,
women on
maybe
blast.
my issue is like the way he's going about it. Like, yeah, he's just putting everybody on
Yeah.
blast. It's not like
But I
in
think
an
he's at the point I
restrained
feel where
way. It seems chaotic.
he's like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna
Yeah.
like this is it. Like, I am so tortured and like done with all this that like I have to, I don't care if I sound crazy, like this is my last chance of, I don't know. Obviously, if you've seen that Carter show,
Yeah. But
what was
like,
it
why does
called?
his sister have a restraining order against him? Did he try to be violent with her or threaten her? Like, he's threatening to kill people. He's obviously not, okay right now.
Yeah, well, and they're saying like Nick and the sister Angel were like, we love him, like, but he like is sick right now or whatever. Whatever. But like then he comes out that Nick raped some like 91-year-old woman.
Yeah, he made this crazy claim. Oh, and then he's also, see the he's just going about it in such a immature way, and like it's
Also,
so
he was
sloppy.
in
Yeah,
sync.
he was like wearing an NSYNC t-shirt and like taunting Nick on Instagram. I feel like he's stuck in 2003,
Yeah,
obviously, if he's like bringing
he
up all
is.
this stuff.
He was in that. He like was too young for all that fame in that particular family. If you watch that show,
Yeah.
nothing good was gonna come out of any of that.
No, and I feel like, it's another example of like sometimes mental illness doesn't come on until like your adult years, and if you're already in the spotlight and already have unlimited resources or, access to anything, and then that comes on, it's just like a perfect storm, and yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, oh, and then he's like calling for like Rose McGowan to like
God.
he's like head of the Me Too,
Oh
whatever,
my
but
God. He's like a big feminist, huh? Okay, Nick. I mean, Aaron. What?
oh my God. Yeah, and then oh then he called for he goes, please, Aphrodite Jones. The victims all want to talk now, and she's the one who did that R. Kelly thing.
Right.
Yeah,
Oh
so
my
he
God.
out like, Aphrodite, do like expose Nick, like look into
Oh
this.
my
And
God.
I'm like, dude, either this is gonna be like actually real, and like all these things are gonna like come out. But it is true that like the way he's doing it, but maybe he knows how like uncredible he is, so he's like, I'm already so like nobody believes anything I say because everybody thinks I'm just like such a joke. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
He's lashing out. He's spiraling. Like, if you wanted to do something like that, why not get what's her name? The freaking lawyer that's like represents everybody and have the press conference, you know, and like get a victim to actually say something, you know, to find someone who's willing to talk. You know, like I just think what? Like he's just like firing off like anything at the top of his head that he thinks will be hurtful, you know, and now he's like trying to like capitalize maybe on the Me Too movement. Like, I don't know. I mean,
Yeah.
like, I believe someone like Corey Feldman over someone like this, who like has, you know, gets dubbed a lot of having like conspiracy theories and, you know, has claims of sexual abuse and stuff like that. I don't know. Like, this just seems
I guess
too.
he was on The Doctors, like we were saying
Right.
last that show, and like I guess he said that he hadn't seen Nick in 4 years and he doesn't want to, and like the restraining order apparently says like stay 100 feet away, and he Aaron said it's been thousands of miles for years using the court system to shake me down, worked on some girls but won't work on me.
So he's been saying these claims for a while.
Yeah,
So
so
I mean, yeah, I it'll be I would be interested to see. Like, I think, and I hate to say, like, you have to like do this in some way, but I'm like, who are you to like say this for women, Nick Carter? I mean, Aaron Carter. I keep
yeah.
getting them confused. Like, I mean, no one's asking you to be like a women's hero, and you know, I feel like you're doing it in just to make them look your brother look bad, you know, which he'll look bad anyways. But like, yeah, I just. It's like man, savior, what, you know, whatever. It's like, get out of here.
Yeah. And apparently, like, Aaron filed for his own restraining order last month against his ex-girlfriend, Lena Valentina, which I'm
Oh.
scared to Google her because
Oh my
it'll probably
God.
just go to like some weird porn
Yeah.
fetish
Oh
thing.
my God.
And I'll be like, oh
Lena
no.
Valentina.
But he said that she had recently threatened to stab him and had physically abused him during their relationship. So he could just be like such a victim that like it's just like beyond now. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's just like not on his medication or something, you know. Something's happening, obviously, with his health, and it's sad, but like he's maybe like remembering a different time or you know, living in like the past, it seems like almost just like really hung
Yeah.
on to like certain things, but oh.
I'm sure emotionally he's like a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, it's sad.
Because that's when he got super famous and
Yeah.
his brother.
Remember
Like,
Aaron's party?
no.
That song. It was like his hit song.
Oh my God, I have to Google that. I don't remember
Oh yeah,
it.
look it up.
Sure, when I hear it, I'll be like, oh yeah, this is my jam. This is my jam. Yeah, I don't know. It's sad. I mean, the whole thing is sad, like whether it's all just like in Aaron's head and he's like really that sick, or if
Right. Or if it's
Nick really did
true.
all this stuff.
Yeah. For
Either
sure.
way, just
It
like, oh
neither one has a
no.
good ending. It's really sad. I think, yeah, I mean, oh, Aaron, I'm yeah.
He does all so sickly though.
I
It's true.
know. He does. So
Anyway,
now I'm bummed.
do you have anything good for us to end with?
Well, we have our BuzzFeed quiz.
Oh, yay! Okay. Yeah, bring it
So,
back.
yeah, so you picked this one and it was like super appropriate for this week. It was, what percent Visco girl are you?
Yes.
Since we know that we approve of it.
Yeah, now we know that we like want to be a VSCO girl. Okay, I was not surprised with my answer
Okay. I
at
was
all.
happy with mine.
Yeah, I was happy with mine too. I was like, yeah, I can handle this. We
Okay.
probably got the same.
What did you get?
75%.
Oh, you're more than me.
Oh, okay. What did you get?
I got 63%.
No, that's so random.
It's
Six.
so specific.
Why is that even a thing? That is so
This is a
specific.
really scientific quiz, Kate. Okay. Okay,
I
Katiekins.
mean, You're such a visco girl. Okay, so mine says you're 75% visco girl. Wow, you've almost reached peak visco
Oh
girl.
my God. That's like two
You've got the
Scientologists for
I
me.
well, this part was so funny. You've got the ideal backpack. Thank you, Gaston Luga. Scrunchie pack, which of course I'm always equipped with at least one scrunchie on me at all time. And image filters, which I do love a good filter, but not like the super altering ones. I just
Right.
like the, you know,
Yeah, just
just
get
like
rid of my
the
red
Instagram.
eye.
Yeah, I just like the Instagram filters. I'm like, I don't even know anything other than just like the normal, like, I don't do like the Facetune or
No.
that's not filters, right? That's like altering.
Well, yeah, and I just don't have time for that. I feel like it takes a long time to like get rid of all my
Ain't nobody
wrinkles and under eye bags.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It just says, just work on your consistency and you'll be at 100% soon. So God
Oh.
willing, I just need to get some Crocs, I think. No, I'll go for Vans. I'm more of a Vans
Some
girl.
like biker shorts, spandex, I think.
Okay,
And a
and like
baggy
a
shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
I
that's
love
it. You're almost there. Okay. So
that. Call me the
mine,
coolest at the
this one
drop-off line.
is very much me, which I was happy with because I'm not ready if I'm like really want to fully commit to being a visco girl yet, but I support their cause, I guess you would say. I'm a supporter.
Yeah, right. You love straws. You're against everything a visco girl
Exactly.
can.
See, I can't commit 100%. So 63 is great. It says you straddle the fence between being a visco girl and just being someone who generally likes social media and keeps it moving.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Pretty much. You're not torn between filter choices or aesthetics, but you will occasionally pick the outfit that you know will be a banger on social media. So I base my choices on social media, but I don't take it too far.
I love it. That's great. Yeah, I'm so into the aesthetics thing. Like scrolling through Instagram, you know, like I'll stop when there's something like super aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, I
It's
mean,
true.
the
It
eye
really.
wants what the eye wants, you know?
Oh, the eye of the beholder. What?
Well, on that note, I think that's all the news that's fit to drink this week. Thanks for joining us.
See you next week. Bye.